Oh, there is going to be a riot on the radio. A riot of fun and laughter.
Yes, that's right, because it is time for Adam and Joe on the radio for 2 hours.
Yes.
Yes.
We can't really get away with West Country impressions. What with, is Justin Lee Collins coming in after us?
Yeah, that's why I was doing it, though.
Oh, was it?
He's done very well with it. I just thought maybe it's time we got a bit more West Country.
To the top.
You know? Facial hair, Joe. Facial hair.
Yes.
And strange accent. You can make a lot of money.
Can I tell our listeners what we've got to give them today? Because we like to bribe people at the top of the show to keep them listening.
Yeah, go on.
Today we've got Ong Bak gift packs to give away. Ong Bak backpacks.
Ong Bak backpack!
It's actually not an Ong Bak backpack. That's probably actually Thai and slightly racist. But it's actually a shoulder bag with Ong Bak written on it. So everyone who passes you in the street will think you're a kickboxer. And inside there's an Ong Bak DVD and an Ong Bak t-shirt.
Is it, so the logo, is it written Ong Bak?
Well, what do you mean? Is it written racistly?
No.
In a stereotypical manner? Is that what you're asking?
No, I was just saying it. Is it on the back? And I was just trying to make it.
Oh, is it on the back?
Yeah. Trying to make a joke.
In fact, we did lots of jokes after I first saw Ong Bak. I texted my friend, I'll be sleeping on my back tonight. That was towards the end of the jokes.
Yeah.
You know?
That was the last text.
That was the last text.
Presumably you didn't get a reply from that one.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, if that isn't enough, we've also got two copies of Sin City, starring Bruce Willis and Jessica Alba.
I haven't seen that film yet.
No.
Apparently it's kind of brutal.
It's very brutal. It's utterly inhuman. Nobody does anything in it that any human being would ever do.
Yeah.
Nobody feels the way that any human being would ever feel. It's utterly on Mars, but it's quite fun.
It's a cartoon, Grandad. Get with it.
Ah, it's actually, yeah, based on a cartoon.
Yeah.
But live action.
Right, I know, but it's cartoonish.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but you get to my age. You want something in a film to actually speak to you on some level.
Man, I agree with you. I was playing devil's advocate there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, can you not play?
I've got a goatee. Look.
Yeah, okay.
I look like the devil's advocate, don't I?
You do. We've also got one pair of tickets to the 10th anniversary PS2 UK B-Boy. Oh, that's a good prize.
Are you going
to
steal that?
I might steal that. I might have to retract that prize. One pair of tickets to the 10th anniversary PS2, PlayStation 2, UK B-Boy Championships at the Carling Brixton Academy, just around the corner.
Yeah, nice
From where we live. On Sunday the 9th of October. That'll be fantastic. The B-Boy Championships. And one pair of tickets to see the Coral at the Academy Brixton on the 20th of October. That's an amazing lineup of prizes.
That's very good prizes. Hey, what's a B-Boy Championship, incidentally?
Well, that'll be like rapping or scratching or breakdancing or just, you know, generally being a B-Boy.
What does B stand for?
A boogie.
Boogie Boys?
Yes, boogie.
I want to go to the Boogie Boys party.
You probably can't go, you're not cool enough. And you've got a goatee now.
That's true.
So in order to win those, we'll be playing the crap commentary competition, we'll be playing Ditties in the Dock. What else have we got?
We got a lot of good music, man.
We'll have a text competition and a lot of great music, so stay tuned. Shall we start the great music?
Yeah, well, that was the Dead 60s, incidentally, that we opened up with, which sounded good to me. That was my first listen for the 60s there, Riot Radio, and I loved it. Now we've got the Killers with Jenny Was a Friend of Mine. That's the Mooney Suzuki with Alive and Amplified. And before that, you heard the Killers.
And before that, with
Jenny Was a Friend of Mine.
Before that, we told you a lie. It's not Justin Lee Collins coming on after us, it's Marsha. So we can do all the West Country accents we like.
Yeah, because Martha's normal.
She's normal.
She's a normal person.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM. You can text us on 83XFM. You can email us at adamandjoe, what is it? At xfm.co.uk.
Yeah.
And when the time comes, you can phone us on 0871-222-1049. If you want to win those Ong Bak backpacks.
Ong Bak backpack!
Or Sin City, or any of that stuff, then that's the number you need. 0871-222-1049. Do you want to hear my celebrity news this week, Adam?
I'd love to. Man, you've got more names to drop than anyone I've ever met.
I went to the Revolver premiere this week.
Wow, you're so lucky!
Guy Ritchie's new film Revolver. Yeah. I, Joe Cornish, went to the premiere. That's right.
Wow.
I was two rows behind Madoga.
Yeah.
I was in the row in front of Sting, and Trudy Stylin.
Yeah.
And all sorts of gangsters were there.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the, you know, the cast of Sexy Beast in the audience.
Yeah.
And,
was Johnny the Hat there?
Oh, almost definitely.
Wow, was Frankie Fingers there?
Frankie Fingers wasn't there, no. He was out for a drink with, Clive Cufflinks.
Percy Pickles.
Percy Piggy. What? Cast of Trumpton. Now, what?
Dirty anyway. Percy Pickles.
Dirty Percy Pickles wasn't there.
He's still in Chokey, sorry.
He's in Chokey. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
God, you're so good on gangster talk.
I'm like a gangster.
Anyway, the whole place smelt like a, what's a gangster expression? A cheap dime store whore shop.
Whore box.
Yeah, whore box. And everyone was dressed in, but like Buddhist collars, you know, what they called Nehru collars.
Nehru,
are they
right.
Called. Yeah. Anyway, and
like the executives
film,
on Aliens.
I don't know where to start, really. All this business in the paper that they were booing Madonna. Not true. Not true. The crowd didn't boo Madonna. The press booed Madonna. The photographers did. Right. The public didn't care.
Why were they booing her? Because she wouldn't post.
The story was, because when you go to a premiere in the West End, you've got to do a Tom Cruise and shake everybody's hands. And basically your star status is gauged on the amount of attention you pay to the crowd.
Mm.
And so Madonna just shunned the crowd. She walked straight in.
They call it doing a Britney.
Is that what they call it?
No, they don't. I just made
do
that.
They?
But do you remember, Britney did the same thing. Do you remember?
Britney did, and she got roundly booed. And look at her career now.
I know, it's amazing.
Down the plug hole.
It's amazing.
Yeah. She's got that awful show, Britney Spears Chaotic. But that's another subject. Anyway, so I went in, and do you know what?
No.
Listening public, the film is bad, but it's not that bad. And in fact, I think it's the most interesting Guy Ritchie film.
Really?
Because it's about the inside of his brain.
Wow!
It's about a man who's conned himself to a fortune, and he can't quite work out how he's done it. Now, who could that be based on?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's amazing.
And it's quite good. I wouldn't bother paying for it at the cinema, but maybe rent it on DVD. If you ever were stupid enough to write a thesis on Guy Ritchie, that's the film you'd go to. It's like an X-ray of his insane life. It's like, how am I so lucky? How am I living in a mansion with Madonna when I've made these rubbish films?
Yeah.
And so he's the sort of con man character, and the film's about him trying to work out, on a philosophical level, how he's got there. And you know what? I think it gives away some of Guy Ritchie's tricks as well. Revolver is actually a handbook to being very successful if you're talentless.
Right.
Yeah? So that's my movie-going tip this week.
Well, I'm going to go and see it, because I'm talentless and I want to be successful.
There you go. And the only problem was, it's quite long, and I really wanted to have a wee, and I couldn't go out because I didn't want to push past Sting.
So what did you do? Did you wee on Sting?
No, I just held it in.
Oh.
But I couldn't push past Sting because of how fragile he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'd probably say, don't stand so close to me.
I hadn't thought of that one. And you know where the after-show party was for Revolvers?
No.
Only London's classiest venue. Waxy O'Connor's.
Waxy's?
How can you have the after-party for a major West End premiere at no insult to Waxy O'Connor's.
Waxy's?
You might as well have it at Garfunkel's, or the Aberdeen Steakhouse.
Or Big Uns.
Or Big Uns.
That would have been good. They could have called it Big Guns.
Yeah.
And, you know, I should be working for a PR. That's great, man. That's a good story. I'm going to go and see Revolver. Yeah, I hope he's listening, because he could put some of the things you said on the poster.
He really could. There's only one quote on that poster from The Sun.
From The
Guy
Sun.
Guy Ritchie back to his brilliant best.
And I was thinking, like, surely that's got it. A few quid have, you know, probably changed hands for that.
I think it's his best film.
You reckon?
Not saying much,
but I think it's
Ritchie's best film.
So you agree with The Sun?
Well, no, because I don't think there's a brilliant best to go back to.
Right.
But it arrives at his best.
His best.
That's what you can have.
Yeah.
Joe Cornish, XFM.
Fantastic.
Bye.
What a result. Here's a free play for you. It's The Stooges. Come on, it's hard to argue with that. That's Down on the Street from The Stooges. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Time for some adverts now, but we're going to be back with our competition. The crap commentary corner, so stick with it. XFM. This is XFM. Gorillaz with Feel Good Inc. Someone said to me the other day that they thought Gorillaz were kind of doing now what Beck used to do, but doing it kind of better than Beck.
Mm. With a touch of the Wombles.
With a bit of the Wombles.
Pinch of Womble.
It's a formula for success.
Yeah. So this is Adam and Joe on XFM. It's time for Crap Commentary Corner. Have we got a jingle?
Oh, man, I don't even know.
Okay, I'll waffle while you get the jingle. This is Crap Commentary Corner. We're going to play you an excerpt from a DVD commentary. You have to tell us what the film is that you're hearing commentary to and who is doing the commentary.
Recorded off of a DVD. Why don't you listen and see? You could win some crap for free. Can you tell and speak it? And a movie or critique it? Go ahead, it's easy.
There you go, there's a little clue. You can use IMDb.
What would we do without the word crap? We'd have no career.
Remember, the number's 0871-222-1049, 0871-222-1049. Persevere to get through the XFM phone system, and you'll be speaking to the lovely Xanthi, who's on the phones today.
Hello, Xanthi.
And you could win, what are we going to give away? Copies of Sin City? Possibly tickets to see the Coral? Possibly tickets to the Carling Academy 10th anniversary PS2 UK B-Boy Championships.
I tell you what, let's give a copy of Sin City to anyone who gets it wrong.
Okay.
And the person who gets it right can choose.
Even if you call in with a wrong answer and get on the air, you'll get a copy of Sin City.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
That's the kind of people
we are. I was going to say something that rhymes with City and has something to do with Jessica Alba, but I stopped myself.
Knockers.
But yeah, it was that sort of thing. But I stopped myself. Because she's lovely, isn't she, Jessica Alba?
She's lovely.
Oh, dear.
But she gets treated badly in the film, doesn't she?
Oh, dear. Yeah, what? Does she? Everyone gets treated badly.
Everyone gets so.
In Sin City. So that's what you can win. 0871-222-1049. Shall we hear the first clip? Listen very closely. Tell us, who are these actors talking? And what's the movie they're talking about?
None of us knew that Cruise was going to become Tom Cruise, but he sure did. Cruise was the most committed actor on the set, though. I mean, he really...
For the amount that he had to do.
Yeah. He was extremely into it. He was the first one at rehearsal, the last one to leave. We all used to kid Tom about his seriousness. He always treated every scene like
it was an aria.
Yeah, it was just incredible.
We were all trying to eat the furniture. Tom Cruise just ate more of the furniture than the rest of us.
Good times. That's a load of failed actors.
Hey.
Trying to figure out why they're not as successful as the Cruiser. I don't know what this film is.
What an amazing room full of people. On that commentary, not in this studio.
Yeah.
0871-222-1049. We've got a couple more clips if you don't get it yet, but you could win a prize just for being wrong. Who was that? And what movie were they talking about?
Should we have another one?
Okay, let's have clip number two.
Let's have another.
Tom Cruise is the most competitive guy I know. And it comes off in his work, and I think it's one of the reasons why he's one of the greatest actors of our time and has gotten to the places that he's gotten to. And I adore him.
I know where my money's.
Yeah, don't go there.
But he simply would. No, I was supposed to win this, I think, in the script, and he just was not going to have it. Not that I could have beaten him. He's a strong man.
He's a strong man.
He's a
Tom
strong,
Cruise.
Sexy man. I wish I could have gone to all the places he's gone to, like Penelope Cruz.
Could you hear them stopping themselves from going, from basically slagging him off?
Yeah, yeah.
One of them starts going, basically there's a little space for them to start slagging him off. One of them starts going,
don't go there.
That's where my money is. He's about to say, my money's on Tom, I'm not slagging him off. But then he stops himself. Anyway, who are those people and what film are they talking about? 0871-222-1049.
We'll have a bit of music now and then we'll come back. Maybe play one more clip before we take some calls.
Good idea.
But get phoning now. You've given the number, haven't you?
Yeah.
0871-222-10.
You could win prizes!
Prizes! Here's the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
There you go, that's the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club with Weight of the World. This is Adam and Joe on XFM and it's competition time.
Crap commentary corner.
Hey!
Listen, we've got a bit of a thing here in the studio because we've got loads of wrong answers, loads of calls, all wrong answers.
Right.
And I think people have got the wrong end of the stick.
They've got the Tom Cruise shaped end.
Yeah, and I think we should play you one more clip. The thing about this movie is that it is not a Tom Cruise film.
Mm.
It's actually from before there was such a thing as a Tom Cruise film.
Right.
So there's a big clue. And here's another clip that doesn't focus on Cruise so much. He's in the film, but he's not the main player.
Okay, here we go.
So I think you guys should try calling again, 0871-222-1049. Because frankly, the only person who's got it right is someone I know, Rhys Thomas, at home.
Right.
And I'm not giving away valuable promotional goodies to a man who's wealthier than the Queen of the Moon.
And she's a very, very wealthy woman. So here's another clip for you.
Ralph, you killed that.
Oh,
you killed that. That was just unbelievable, man. That just killed me. I'm just ripped apart.
You are
going
to have to jump you after this.
That was just beautiful, man. That was just beautiful. So unforced and just, this is wonderful.
That's sounding pretty gay in the studio there.
If you know the movie, you might recognise that music.
So there's someone called Ralph they're talking about there. And it's so unforced that I'm going to have to jump you. That was amazing. You pulled it out of your trousers there in a sexy way, and I'm impressed by you. Mm. So there you go. That's a lot of clues you've got there.
0871-222-1049. It's got somebody called Ralph in it as well.
Yeah.
You should be able to get that. Get on the phones, 0871-222-1049.
Now, I'm going to see my favourite bander in town next week, Spoon. They're playing Coco in Camden. Never been there before. Apparently it's a good venue. Ever been there?
No, Coco.
Hot new venue. Anyway, come along. It'll be fun. We can hang out. I'll buy you a drink, maybe some Tizer. This is their new single. It's called Sister Jack. Come on, that's Spoon with Sister Jack playing this Friday at Coco in Camden. Do come along, it'll be a fantastic evening, I'm sure. Now, we've got a couple of people on the line who think they know the answer to this week's Crap Commentary Corner. Derek, are you there?
I am, yeah. Hi.
How you doing, Derek?
Not too bad, how are you?
Yeah, good. Are you, I'm assuming that you're either part of the protest march going through central London, or you're probably making your way to Trafalgar Square for Rolf Harris's unveiling of the Mona Lisa, constructed entirely from bits of crap?
I'm doing all of them today, yeah, and more.
Okay, good. So, Derek, who do you think was the
I can't think it through. I can't say it either. What was that film?
What was the film?
I think it was Legend.
Why do you think it's Legend?
I'm not too sure. You kind of threw me off when you were saying the pre-Tom Cruise stuff. I'm for the big horny devil aspect of it.
Right. That's bizarre logic.
Yeah, that's all I remember from the film, so...
Oh, Derek, yeah. Is Legend one of your favourite films? Do you like that film?
Yeah. I have loads of copies of it.
With that funny little midget boy.
Yeah.
The guy that was in Tin Drum.
That's right, weird little... He's sort of like Vern Troyer for the 70s.
Yeah.
he's a good actor, though. I forget his name. Kevin Thompson or something, I don't know. Sorry, Derek, you're wrong.
Not a problem.
Do you want a copy of Sin City anyway?
I wouldn't mind.
On DVD?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's yours.
Excellent.
Just for getting it wrong, that's how generous we are.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks very much, Derek. Cheers. Derek sounds like a nice guy.
Sounds like a good man.
I want to hang out with Derek. Who else have we got?
Brett. Zappy. Hello, Brett.
Hey, Brett.
How you doing, mate?
Very good, Brett. How are you doing?
Not too bad, sir.
What are you doing?
I'm driving home from work.
Right. What's work?
I've just installed a ceiling in King's Cross. <real exciting stuff.
laughs> Installed a ceiling, one screw in each corner.
That's the one.
Back in the van, home, home for a couple of ciggies and deck.
Bloody right.
Yeah. So, Brett, what do you think that movie was?
Is it perhaps The Outsiders?
Now, why do you think it's The Outsiders?
Because of the dodgy lingo they were using.
The dodgy lingo? What sort of dodgy lingo?
Oh, was he saying I'm gonna have to jump you or something, or?
Yeah, she was, that was Diane Lane saying that she wanted to jump Ralph Macchio because his performance at the end of the film is so beautiful.
Yeah, but not as beautiful as his performance in Karate Kid 3, though.
Well, that's true, but that whole movie, you're right, Brett, it is, of course, The Outsiders, Francis Ford Coppola's fantastic adaptation of S.E. Hinton's classic novel of 50s teenage rebellion, or is it 60s, I don't know. But what a great film. But the cast is incredible, isn't it, Brett?
It is, mate. There's a few in there, isn't there?
Name them. Who can you name?
Obviously Tom Cruise.
The Cruise.
Swayze.
The Swayze. What about the Estevez?
The who, sorry?
The Emilio Estevez.
Oh, yes, sorry, Emilio Estevez.
Dylan, isn't he in there?
Matt Dillon. Yes. Rob Lowe.
Oh, the list is endless.
Ralph Macchio. Diane Lane. Incredible cast. And what a fantastic film. It's just been re-released on American DVD with 22 extra minutes. And an amazing documentary.
And all the uncut scenes with Jimmy Cranky you finally get to see.
All the cranky moments. So, Brett, you're going to get a copy of Sin City.
Superb. Thank you very much, sir.
It doesn't really seem right that the loser gets one and you just get the same thing.
That's not a problem, mate. I can deal with that.
Oh, look at that. You're so affable. Thanks for calling, Brett. Congratulations. Thanks for listening.
Have a good day and keep installing those ceilings. Wow. Nice people.
I should have said stay gold. Stay gold, Brett.
Stay gold. Nice job. Anyway, thanks a lot for calling in, you guys. Sedum and Joe on XFM will be back very soon. XFM. Is it 104.9 XFM, yeah? Ready? Why do I keep reading?
Can I say hello to Bruce in Essex?
Go on then.
He said, I bleeping love you guys. I've got all your DVDs and all your posters around my room and I listen to your radio show when I'm driving around naked.
What? We don't have posters.
Well, I don't care, but even if it's lies, I like that. That's the kind of text I like.
Maybe he's made a poster. That would be great.
He probably has. He probably has. Hello, hello, Bruce.
We thanks a lot,
too.
Man. And, you know, we've only got one DVD, but still, maybe he's bought more than one copy.
Maybe.
And I recommend everyone does that. That's a good way to go. So that was Jack Johnson that you just heard. The slightly wet, sexy sound of Jack Johnson.
Do you know what I said about that record?
What did you say, John?
I said it was advert music.
Brilliant.
While it was on the air, I went, advert music. And everyone agreed.
Yeah.
And then halfway through it, do you know what I said?
What?
I said, if your bank is being, you know, I did a little voiceover, and it just fitted, didn't it?
I wish you'd been here.
I'm so cynical.
Listeners, because it was a very funny, cynical moment for Cornish.
Brilliant.
It was classic Cornish.
What's that artist's name?
Jack Johnson.
Well, forget him, he's history. Doesn't stand a chance after Cornish has got his
squashed
talons into him.
Yeah. You should be on some kind of late night Channel 4 talk show.
FAQU.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You could host it. You could be, for a week, you could host it, and they're going to have more types of shows like that on More 4. Hey, have you seen those adverts for More 4?
Yes, they're big.
They're big. I didn't even realise it was More 4. It had to be explained to me, because to me it looked as if, I'm talking about these huge great billboards they've got around London with neon letters saying, get ready for the new...
It's Channel 4's new...
adult entertainment.
What is it? It's supposedly the equivalent of BBC 4. That's true, for Channel 4. So
right.
It's supposed to be, you know, if you've been wondering where all the intelligent programmes have gone, then here they are. They've been saving them up for the last few years, and they're going to be on More 4.
That's right, it's the highbrow zone.
Yeah.
That's the theory, anyway.
Imagine.
I can't believe that's actually going to happen. But I thought the ads were kind of confusing, because it looks as if Channel 4 is just shamelessly saying, we've got a new porn channel.
It does, doesn't it? It looks like a filthy... Maybe that's it. That is Channel 4's equivalent of BBC 4, isn't it?
Right.
It'll just be porn.
Brazen.
That's what they mean by adult programming.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's adverts for Film 4 at the moment that make a big deal out of the fact that they're showing loads of foreign films that are just filthy.
Really? What films are they showing?
I can't even remember.
Romance by Catherine Brueux.
I think
that's
one of them was Y Tu Mama Tambien, which is
that's
a good...
That's good, that's good. Nice and dirty.
That's a very filthy one.
Anyway, let's make it more family, because it's Saturday afternoon.
That's true.
And apologise for that, parents of young children.
But they'll all be outdoors, painting with Rolf and things like
That's true. So, listen, we've got a text competition coming up soon. Talking of telly. Were we talking of telly? Yeah, we were. And the prize is going to be these tickets to the 10th anniversary PS2 UK B-Boy Championships. Scratching, mixing, breaking, boogalooing. Probably some tagging on the walls on the way in.
Yeah.
Naughty. That's happening on Sunday, the 9th of October at the Carling Academy in Brixton. So if you want to win those, stand by on the texts. 83XFM for our brilliant competition. I'll explain it in a second.
Are you not going to tell us what that is before the
tease it? It's exciting.
Teasing,
yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Stop it. Another thing, incidentally, about that Jack Johnson single. Just to go back to it, I think it was featured in Lost. Do you watch Lost, Joe?
No, I can't watch Lost. Well, I've watched two episodes. I've stopped watching.
Why did you stop?
Because they'll never... It'll be rubbish. I mean, the secret of the island will be bad. Basically, they won't tell you until the figures go all the way down.
Right.
They'll wait till everyone stops watching, then they'll reveal the secret of the island, and it'll be rubbish. Man, I've been through the X-Files. I don't want to go through that again.
I know exactly what you mean. I mean, there's only three things that it can be, really, isn't
it? Yeah. Do you remember that bit in Stand By Me when they're sitting around the campfire, the film about the three kids, Stand By Me, they're sitting around the campfire, they're talking about Wagon Train and how they never get anywhere.
That's right.
How come the guys in Wagon Train never get anywhere? It's the same deal. Battlestar Galactica, they never got to the Earth. That's the point. They're keeping you watching by dangling a carrot that you will never be fed.
But that's like life. It's a journey. That's
not
the
really
thing.
Not really. Not really.
Why not?
Well, you know, I like films. They end.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like teledrama. It goes on forever.
But
that's
man,
just me.
You should watch, because maybe they've thought of a new thing that it's going to blow your mind. And
I
the island,
watched.
The island's in Joe Cornish's brain.
Well,
have you thought about
well,
that?
Well, if that was true, if it was actually in my, it would. Yeah, well, that would be different.
We're in Joe Cornish's brain.
Wow.
The plane crashed.
There's no polar bears in my brain.
Well,
and the people in my brain are less annoying, and they certainly don't. You know what put me off most about Lost?
What?
It's that poster. They didn't look lost. They looked like they'd found a sort of fashion shoot.
Yeah. Maybe that's just a sexy part of your brain that you don't
and
know about.
And when they
yet
were running from those bees, do you remember when they were running from the bees?
Yeah.
They took their shirts off
they
to show their bits. You wouldn't take your clothes off if you were running from killer bees and reveal your torso or oily abs.
It doesn't make any sense. It's absurd. No. Because also the bees would be able to sting you faster, and they were CGBs as well.
They were CGBs. What are they? So you mean CGI bees?
Yeah.
Yeah, CGBs.
CGBs.
CGGBs, I don't know. God, let's play some music.
Okay. I tell you what, we're going to play some music in the second hour, of course, but first, here's some adverts to take us into our second exciting hour here on XFM. Might learn to speak by then. XFM. XFM.
This is XFM.
Ladies love him. Men want to be him. It's Dave Grohl with the Foo Fighters, of course, and DOA there, opening up our second hour here on XFM. This is Adam and Joe. So, Joe, you've got a text competition.
Yes, it's time for our text competition. Do we have any more jingles?
Oh, right. God.
Have we got a text competition jingle?
Well,
we're still a bit rusty, listeners. I'm sorry about this. It's only our second week back after our summer break. Here we go.
Competition time.
Yeah.
You could win a DVD or tickets to a show. You just never know. So sharpen up your brain and get ready to play. And,
wow, great jingle. I'm glad we played that. This is a text competition. You can only enter by text. Our competition rules are very strict here on the Adam and Joe Show. The text is 83XFM. Now, I've been checking out the schedules for the American fall TV season.
I thought you were going to say my ass.
No. Is it the fall in America yet?
The fall? I think it is, yeah, when it's autumn.
The new season. All the big new shows come out in America.
Sure.
And there are some very, very stupid ones with some really stupid names, right? Mm. So I'm going to tell you the names of the shows. Not this is just for Adam, but you can play along at home or in your cars or on your iPods. So I'm going to tell you the name of the show, and you've got to tell me what the show's about.
Right.
Okay. Okay, here's a good one. Inconceivable. It's a show called Inconceivable.
It's a sitcom set in a lady's uterus.
Very close. It's set in a fertility clinic, and it stars ER's Ming-Na. And Jonathan Cake. And it's about the endless drama of birth. Inconceivable, okay? Here's another one. Hot Property. I know there's a show in the UK called Hot Property, but forget that. This is a big, sexy, new primetime American TV show called Hot Property. What's that going to be about?
Agents who try to sell properties that are fire damaged.
Well, that's good, but you've missed the obvious sexy angle on it. It's about sexy, man-obsessed women running a Manhattan real estate office. Hot Property. Can you imagine?
So
this is what you're going to get on More for.
That's right.
Okay, here's another one. Bones.
Bones.
Bones. APM Central.
Well,
Bones.
That's clearly a medical drama of some kind.
Wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
Forensic anthropologist Temperance Brennan builds cases from skeletal remains while sparring with her FBI partner.
No.
Went a bit English at the end
partner.
There. What a name for a character is that? Temperance Brennan.
That's not very good.
Temperance Brennan, honestly. Bones, so that's Bones is actually a forensic one.
I was hoping maybe it would be like a spin-off show about the guy from Star Trek, but he's dead, I think, isn't he?
Here's a good one. Out of Practice.
Out of Practice?
Yeah.
Well, it's about like a doctor who's retired.
Almost correct. Henry Winkler, Stockard Channing, just divorced parents in a dysfunctional family of doctors. So you get the idea. Basically, we want you to come up with your own ridiculous show title for the new US season. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, just for a stupid American import show.
For example, I've got a few medical ones here.
Okay.
They're usually the easiest to come up with. The Bleedy Men?
The Bleedy Men.
That's not so good.
The Bleedy Men.
How about this one? This has got more of a
what's
story.
What's the Bleedy one? It's just about bad doctors, is it?
It's rubbish. I'm sorry. Ignore that one. How about this one? Thousands of Casts.
Like Cast of Thousands, but the other way.
And that's about people who put the casts on Broken Bones in... It doesn't matter.
It needs more... You need it needs you sexier.
I've got one. Okay. Here we go. High heelers.
Okay. I like it.
High heelers. This is about...
Sexy policewoman.
Sexy lady doctors on a plane. Yeah? They're high, they're healing people, they wear high heels.
High heelers with an EA.
Yeah.
You see, that's brilliant. High Can you healers. Do better than that, listeners? Who would be in high heelers? Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yes.
Matt LeBlanc?
Possibly.
He's around.
He's the
Joey
captain.
Can't go on for much longer, surely. Ooh, Joe Cornish.
Oh, stop
spiky,
it.
Wiky.
Spiky.
So, 83XFM, if you can come up with a better title for an idiotic, sexy new American TV show, and you could win tickets to the Carling Academy Brixton, what, I'm reading this wrong, 10th anniversary PS2 UK B-Boy Championships.
And you have to tell us kind of what the show's about.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Think high heelers, forget the bleedy men, and we'll play some music and come back.
This is going to be easy to win, because I think no one will enter.
Get texting, 83XFM. That's the Future Heads with Hounds of Love.
These are good, man. We're getting good texts in. I can't read out Faulty Twin Towers, though, can I?
No, you can't. No. That's been poor taste.
That's bad. But here's a good one. Stalking pork.
Stalking
okay,
pork?
That's not such a good one. A serial killer hunts fat Americans. It'll never end. That's an anonymous text. Do send your name if you want to.
That's got a kind of racist political angle.
Stalking pork, it has a bit, hasn't it? Four Eyes... No, that's not good. Sorry, no, I'll read it anyway, because the person who said it... Four Eyes, the odd couple with glasses. Go to a different one. What about this? Adam's Apple, spin-off from The Adam and Joe Show, where Adam lives in New York.
That's good, man.
That's quite good. What about this? Golden Showers.
What's Golden Showers?
A sitcom where it starts raining gold in a small US town. It's from Alex. That's quite good. It just rains gold all the time. Imagine the drama.
I didn't think it was going to go in that direction, I must say, when I heard the title.
No. Smash, a show about sexy paramedics who have to take their shirts off at car accidents. That's from Yuri. The reigning gold is from Alex. Adam's Apple's from Jeff. Can you beat that to win these tickets to the UK B-Boy Championships? What?
I like Smash. Yeah. I'd call it Sexy Smash, though.
Sexy Smash.
Sexy Smash.
Yeah,
A bit like Crash.
No, I tell you what I'd call it, Car Crush.
Car Crush?
Car Crush.
That's good.
Because you're, like, caught in the wreckage.
Yeah.
And you're badly hurt, but the doctor who's rescuing you's got his shirt off.
You know, that's
she's
what
sexy.
David Cronenberg should have called Crash.
Car Crush.
Car Crush.
All right, yeah. So if you can beat these, text 83XFM. This is a very high standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep texting.
You've got a lot to live up to. Free play time now. This is a band that actually sound a bit like the Future Heads in many ways, but of course they did it all long before the Franz Ferdinands and the Future Heads and all those bands. I'm talking about XTC. That's XTC with 10 Feet Tall from their album Drums and Wires, which if you don't already own, you should purchase within the hour.
You join us at the gut-wrenching climax of our text competition. We've been asking you to think up names for new stupid American import shows. We've got some really, really good ideas. How about The Breast Wing? Sexy goings-on in a fried chicken eatery. That's quite good, isn't it?
That's quite good.
Yeah.
But you know, you'd need a political angle, surely, if it's going to be called The Breast Wing.
Here's a rude one. Knob Jockeys. Wait for it.
Is this about us?
A tale of two very part-time DJs.
Yeah, okay, I saw that one coming.
Here's one. Extreme Burn, an action-packed show set in a busy tanning salon. That's from Drew.
Tanning,
did I say that strangely?
It's a tanning.
Tanning salon, that's from Drew. Knob Jockeys was from Jimbo. The Breast Wing was from Paul. What have we got? What else? Here's another potentially rude one, but if you think it's rude, parents, it's not rude. Wait for it. It's called Stiffies. And it's about a maverick morgue worker. That's from Simon in Dartford.
You could make it rude fairly easily.
Yeah. Okay, but Sharpshooters, an American sperm bank that only uses hunky intellectuals. That's a good one, isn't it? Sharpshooters.
Right. In suits.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm.
But we've got a winner on the line.
By quite some way,
I think. By quite some way. Nick, are you there?
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well. Nick, you're a clever man.
Oh, well, you know, we try.
Do you work in television?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
No, I don't.
You should, shouldn't you? Because this is a good idea. Tell us your idea.
The idea is it's a show called Inbred, and it's about a bunch of toothless rednecks that move to Manhattan and open a sandwich shop.
Open a sandwich shop? Inbred. You see, I thought it would be set in the Deep South, and it would be a set of Deep South bakers.
See, that's a clever spin on it.
Yeah, sort of Deliverance with a smell of fresh bread.
Yeah, and some nice pancetta, maybe.
Yeah, you could. And the promotional giveaway could be a sort of scratch and sniff bread card, couldn't it?
Yeah, you have to be in the shape of a banjo, though.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well done, Nick. What do you do for a living?
I'm a designer.
You are wasted in design.
Yeah, you get really pitching, are. Man. TV needs you, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, maybe you guys can help me.
So, are you up for going to the 10th anniversary PS2 UK B-Boy Championships, Nick?
I am, yeah. I'll get my lino out and get practice.
Yeah, brilliant. Carling Academy, Brixton, Sunday the 9th of October. Those tickets are winging their way to you. I love saying that.
That's a good phrase.
Thanks for listening and calling, Nick.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Nick.
And thanks to everybody else who texted. That was an extremely high standard.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? It's almost going to be time for Ditties in the Dock, Joe.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's an exciting new feature.
And you know what? This is when you can win the Ong Bak Backpacks.
Ong Bak Backpack!
So stand by to win the Ong Bak Backpacks. Everybody who calls, everybody who gets on the air in Ditties in the Dock will win an Ong Bak Backpack featuring the fantastic film starring Tony Yar, a young Thai man who trained in kickboxing by jumping off the elephants he was cleaning as a boy in Thailand.
Are you making this up
no,
as you go
that's
along?
That's all true, and now he's the biggest action star, certainly in Asia, and soon to be in the West. And Ong Bak's fantastic, stupid plot, but amazing fight sequences. I tell you what, he'll jump at your face, he'll put his knee under your chin, and then just when you've got over that, moments later his elbow will come down on the top of your head.
Wow.
And your skull will be popped.
Is this what he would do to you in real life, or is it in just the film?
He's a very sweet man. He's a lovely, lovely sweet man, but he's lethal.
He's a lethal.
He's called Tony Yar.
A lovely, lethal man. Well, all that's to look forward to in the second, in the final half
hour. Yeah, in about 20 minutes.
Of the show. XFM. Love music. Love music. Love XFM. There you go, that's sort of epic and stirring, isn't it? That's Ben Folds with Landed.
Hey, and you know what? Marsha, the lovely Marsha, who's coming on after us at 3, has got Ben Folds tickets to give away. Her voices are particularly hoarse and sexy today, so I do recommend you stay tuned.
Yeah, plus I wish you could see her. She's got an amazing dress on that just stops just above her nipples, and so the rest
well,
of her
okay,
is
well,
nude.
Well, that's not literally... That's true, actually.
It's mainly true. Yeah. So if you look at her, if you sort of covered the dress up, you can easily imagine she's
yeah,
nude.
Yeah, Adam was crouching behind his console so that he could imagine he was she was nude.
It was great.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all kind of sexist. Sorry about that, Marsha. She's a fantastic DJ as well.
Well, you're listening to Adam and Joe on XFM. We should remind people. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we've got Ditties in the Dock, and that's your chance to win the Ong Bak Backpacks.
Ong Bak Backpack! Joe, did you see a
you know,
show...
Not, I should tell you, they're not actually backpacks, they're shoulder bags, but, you know...
Right.
You can't not say Ong Bak Backpack.
Yeah. They're cool, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, that's not so funny, though.
No.
Is it?
No. Did you see a show on Channel 5 this week? I don't even know the name of it, but it was about how difficult it can be to be a celebrity.
I didn't see that show, no.
And so it had all sorts of stories about moments when things have gone bad for so-called celebrities. One of them was about, I can't even remember the girl's name. Do you remember, Xanthi, the girl whose breast exploded on an airplane because she'd had silicone implants, and she was a kind of weird-looking Page 3 girl. Who'd had so much, she said, I've had so much surgery, I've actually literally lost count of how many operations I've had. It was all sort of, it was pretty sad, really, a lot of this stuff.
So what, it was about what happens when a minor celebrity's career implodes, or breasts explode.
It wasn't just about breasts. The thing that moved me most on this programme, which I didn't watch the whole of, but was Richard Blackwood.
Right.
The story of Richard Blackwood's fall, basically, after his meteoric rise, which I guess he reached the zenith of his career in about 1999.
Well, he had his own show, The Richard Blackwood Show, on Channel 4. He also released an album.
That's right.
People used to say to him, are you trying to be
the new
the
Will,
British
Smith.
Will Smith?
The British Will Smith.
And what would he say? He said no.
No, he said yes.
Oh, did he say yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He basically said that that would be what he would hope that his career would turn
into. I
thought
he used to say no and then say, no, I want to be like someone who is even more famous and successful.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, poor, I like him.
I like him too.
He's a very nice guy.
I remember not liking him so much when the Richard Blackwood show was on because it was pretty bad and it was mainly just him telling some duff jokes.
I think he's
going,
on Choice, woo! Actually, right now. He used to have a show on Choice exactly at the same time.
Yeah, we often bump into him in the building.
Which is good, because it means he won't be listening.
He still looks intense and sexy, and he actually quite often has a gaggle of girls downstairs waiting for his autograph.
But he made the mistake of doing that show where they went to a tropical island and got their bowels washed out.
That's right.
And his lowest point of Mr. Blackwood's career was holding a bowl of his own feces to the camera. In Celebrity Detox, whatever it was called.
I think that was after he'd hit bottom. But on this programme, you found out exactly why it all went wrong for Blackwood. Because basically his agent said, at the height of Blackwood mania, okay, stop working in the UK now, because I'm going to sign you up with ICM or whoever it was in Los Angeles. Yeah. And we're going to make you into Will Smith. Not in Britain, but in America, ignoring the fact that there already was a Will Smith in America. Anyway, Richard was obviously very excited, understandably, and cancelled all his engagements in the UK, didn't take on any more work for a year, and waited for the work to roll in the States.
Yeah.
Which it didn't. And then afterwards, he explained all this very candidly. He had, like, a massive great tax bill at the end of a year when he'd been earning no money whatsoever.
And he'd spent it all the previous year.
Yeah, he'd spent it all on bling or whatever. not drugs, because he's totally teetotal. He's really straight-edge.
That's right, yeah.
Anyway, so it all went wrong for him. He had to declare himself bankrupt.
No.
I didn't even realise that.
I didn't know that.
And people were, like, jeering at him down the street, "You're bankrupt!"
Oh, that's the world's nastiest jeer.
Yeah, what's it like to be bankrupt? And he was sort of going, you know, I'm just a human being, it's not very nice to be pointed at and called bankrupt, even if you are. And and they had reconstructions in this programme.
Of the jeering?
No, not of the jeering, but of a moment when very depressed at home and bankrupt.
Was Richard Blackwood playing himself in the reconstructions?
No, I was, well, it was difficult to tell because they were very blurry, but it's highly possible that, yes, that you know, he might have said yes to that bit of work, really, to play himself in the reconstructions.
Steady, steady.
But anyway, he didn't, I don't think. But he produced a gun in these reconstructions, and the implication was that he was at such a low ebb that he wanted to shoot himself.
No.
But I don't, it was unclear, really, because he just said, in the reconstruction, you see a guy with a gun and his girlfriend sitting next to him, and he was saying, you know, I got this gun out, and the girl was saying, my girlfriend was saying, what are you doing? What are you doing with that gun? And then he just said, you know, it could easily have gone off and killed me or her. But,
this is no laughing matter. That's terrible.
Yeah, but I don't think he actually wanted to kill himself. I think he just had a gun.
Do you think it... maybe it was just some gum.
Yeah.
They misheard it and they wanted to make it more dramatic.
But it made me really...
I had my gum out. What are you doing with that gum? Oh, it's gone off. Yeah. What?
Gum doesn't go off, does it?
Leave it long enough, you know, if you're not working.
But anyway, I don't know why I mentioned all this, really. I suppose I mentioned it because...
Just because you want to gloat.
No, there was a time when I would have wanted to gloat, that's the thing.
Yeah, but now, maybe you'll be at home with a gun.
Probably.
Or me.
Yeah, some spearmint gun. And I feel really bad for him, and now I wish that things would go even better for him, and he could be the British Will Smith. But then if that happened, I'd probably want him to... Anyway... I don't know what the point of all that was. Shall we have some music and then we'll come back with Ditties in the Dock?
Ditties in the Dock. Stand by to win those Ongback backpacks.
Okay.
I'll be home.
Who was that? That was Bedouin Soundclash.
They're not called Bedouin Soundclash, are they?
I think they are.
Can you get away with being called Bedouin Soundclash in this day and age?
They've got away with it so far. It's going well
for
them. When the Night Feels My Song. That's not a good title.
Canadian trio who hail from Kingston, Ontario, while sounding like they're from Kingston, Jamaica. Well, there we go. This unusual track received rave reactions from listeners when first played on Music Response and Lauren's Drive Time show. Well, there we go.
The Bedouin Soundclash. Our bat phone just went, but we don't know who was on it. I was worried it was maybe Richard
Blackwood.
Someone
complaining about your Blackwood talk.
I wasn't wishing ill on him. I was mentioning it because I hope things go better for him.
And if he was saying all that in a Channel 5 show, then why not say it on XFM, you know?
It was a sort of thing about Schadenfreude. How do you pronounce that?
Schadenfreude. I actually don't know.
Schadenfreude.
Is it Ditties in the Dock time?
It certainly is.
Have we got a jingle?
Kind of. That's the music that means it's time for myself and Joe to battle it out for who gets to play the final song of our 2 hours here at XFM.
This is how it works. We both pitch you, you know, we verbally describe the tune that we want to play. You guys get on the phone, dial 0871-222-1049, vote for either me, Joe, or Adam, whichever song you want to hear. It's the best of five. We take five calls. Everybody who gets through to speak to us wins an Ong Bak backpack. It's actually a record bag with an Ong Bak t-shirt and a copy of Ong Bak on DVD. A very good Thai martial arts extravaganza.
And the category that we are battling for this week is...
It's sort of lo-fi comedy tunes, yeah, isn't it? Lo-fi comedy songs. But all will become clear. Shall I start?
Yeah, why not?
So I don't know whether anybody out there has been watching The Mighty Boosh, the new series of The Mighty Boosh.
I'm sure they all
on
have.
Telly. I think it's the funniest thing for years. It's absolutely fantastic, beautifully made, really imaginative, and amazingly funny. It's been on BBC Three, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It finished a couple of weeks ago, but it's coming on two soon, and it is just a brilliant show, and they've got little comedy songs in it, little songs they sing, that they're all quite short, and the one I want you to vote to hear is called Love Games, and it's from an episode of The Mighty Boosh featuring a sexy evil merman called Oh Greg. Now, if you've seen it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, this will be nonsense. But take my word for it. It's a fantastic, funky song all about a sexy merman called Old Greg. And it's from The Mighty Boosh. So, if you want to hear that, call 0871-222-1049 and vote for The Mighty Boosh.
Okay, the song I've got is by a friend of mine. This is a slightly name-droppy friend because he's Garth Jennings, who directed The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And this is a song that he emailed me ages ago that he made on his computer or something. And it's his version of Radiohead's National Anthem, which is a track that appears on Kid A, I think. It's the one that goes... Maybe it's Amnesia? I don't know. Anyway, it's a Radiohead track. But Garth does an amazingly funny sort of acid house version of it, sort of ethnic acid house, with him sort of singing in a speeded-up voice over the top.
So how are you going to describe it for the listeners?
Well,
what are they going to vote for?
Oh, okay. National Anthem.
National Anthem?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you call it? What did you call it? Acid Radiohead?
Well, yeah, I guess you could call it that, yeah.
But I think more people would vote for it.
Okay, then.
Because it's got Radiohead in the title.
But I kind of want to hear the Boosh.
Okay. Well, listen, don't say that.
Okay.
0871-222-1049. Vote for either, what are we calling it?
Acid Radiohead.
Acid Radiohead or The Mighty Boosh. Everyone who gets on wins a prize.
Here are Ween. That's Ween with Ocean Man. We're going to play some ads right now, and then we're coming back with Ditties in the Dark.
XFM. 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 XFM.
Love music. Love XFM.
Oh, it's so exciting! Bang, ba, ba, bang, ba, ba, bang. It's Ditties in the Dark. This is Adam and Joe. The last 8 minutes of our show. We've got five callers on the line. It is The Mighty Boosh with, I've even forgotten its name.
Love Games.
There you go, Love Games. Versus
Garth Jennings.
With
Radiohead's National Anthem.
Okay, let's go straight to the lines. Hello, Paul.
Hiya.
How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. You?
Is that a child in the background?
No, yeah, next door.
Next door, okay. Got a tiny little house with cardboard walls you live in.
No, it's a big house, but they've got lots of very noisy kids.
Okay. What are you voting for, Paul?
Both things are very appealing, but I think the Acid Radiohead has got some information.
Buxton. It's 1-0 for Buxton.
One
Acid
vote
Radiohead.
For Jennings. Thank you very much indeed, Paul.
You'll be winning the Ong Bak backpack, and an Ong Bak backpack is also going to Ian. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Can you say Ong Bak backpack?
Ong Bak backpack?
No, you can't, can you? That's probably the correct Thai pronunciation. What are you voting for, Ian?
I'm voting for The Mighty Boosh.
Mighty Boosh, do you watch it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, really a lot, yeah.
Isn't it amazing? Amazing. I recommend people to buy their Series 1 DVD that's out at the moment.
Yeah, that's good, yeah, man. Packed with exciting extras.
Well done, Ian. Thanks for calling, and Ong Bak backpack to you. Who's next?
Ollie. Hey, Ollie. Are you there?
I'm I'm here, hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks, and yourself?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Very nice to be here.
It is.
Now, Ollie, are you going to vote for the Boosh, or are you going for Acid Radiohead?
I'm going to go for the Boosh.
The Boosh?
It'll be the Boosh.
Double Boosh. That's 2-1 to Cornish, 2-1 to the Boosh. You know, it's like everybody wins this week because even though it's kind of competitive here and tense, I wouldn't mind hearing the Boosh myself.
And I wouldn't mind hearing the Garth's version of the Radiohead song.
Well,
but let's see what the fourth caller wants. Hello, Carl.
Carl, how are you doing?
All you want is the On Back Backpack. You don't give a toss about the records at
stake. He's just wandering around in his room going, On Back Backpack! On Back Backpack!
Carl, what are you voting for though, mate?
I'll level it up. I want to hear the murder of the Radiohead. That's right.
Okay.
Radiohead, it's 2-2.
2-2, thanks, Carl.
This is show tense. The deciding vote goes to William. Hello, William.
Hi.
How are you? Hi, you sound like a sensible, intelligent man.
Yeah, I'm only calling up because I want the DVD.
Oh, you don't even want the backpack, you just want the DVD?
Well, I have that as well.
Do you hate us, William? Do you hate this show?
No, you used to be funny on Channel 4.
Hey! Oh, William, I'm going to do a little fart in your On Back Backpack. what are you voting for?
The Mighty Boosh.
Hey! So that means Cornish wins, the Boosh it is.
Cornish wins. Thanks a lot for your call, William.
I don't think Buxton is that unhappy.
I'm sort of gutted in a way because it's a very funny version of that Radiohead song, but I'm sure I'll find a way to squeeze it in
one day. Next week as a free play.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But listen, let's play the Boosh right now, and I guess we'll come back and say a quick goodbye after this.
Good idea. Can I set the scene for this?
Yeah, why not?
So, Julian Barrett is being seduced by a sexy merman.
Julian's the taller of the two,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And the sexy merman played by Noel Fielding, and he's got seaweed for hair, a pink tutu, and he sort of talks like George Clinton. He's very strange. And he shows, basically invites Julian into his cave and tries to seduce him in quite a threatening way. Julian's trying to back out and make excuses. And that's when we join them.
Maybe I could love you. Maybe I'm...
Don't be shy, do you love me?
That's it. It's that simple. It's that short.
That's excellent.
We both, Adam and Joe, highly recommend the Mighty Boosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Seal of approval.
For the uninitiated.
Just brilliant.
Get with it. But that's DVD of theirs, I think, is flying off the shelves.
It is, isn't it? Selling really well.
Yeah, most
people. Damn them!
Most people are on the Boosh tip. The Boosh tip. Anyway, listen, thanks a lot for being with us this week. We really appreciate it.
That's all right, man.
Not you,
I'll tell you what,
freak.
I'll come in again next week.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Do you a favour.
Good. But thanks a lot to everyone who texted in and phoned in and listened to the show this week. We love you very much and miss you and we hope you're
well. Apart from William, who we feel a little indifferent. Not indifferent, but mixed feelings towards.
He didn't actually diss us. He just said we used to be funny on the Adam and Joe show, which is true. I know it sounds as if we've lost it now, the way he, you know, phrased that. But maybe he didn't mean that.
Yeah.
William, you're fine, but I might pop a little present in your own backpack as well. See you next week, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
XFM.